Good morning. I'm Leslie Ann.
Good morning, Leslie Ann. You know, this is the 45th anniversary, I believe, of The Godfather. Did you ever watch The Godfather? Do you like The Godfather or not?
I watched it. It's not really my cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
A little violent for me.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of stay away from the really violent
stuff. How do you do that?
Stuff. Well, I know I don't watch a lot of movies because it seems like everything's that way, but... Yeah, I watched it when I was probably a teenager.
Probably when it came out.
When it did come out.
Yeah, it's my favorite movie. You and I have talked about this before. To me, The Godfather stands alone above all other movies. To me, it's a series of like 125 mini movies all strung together. And I mean, if you find Godfather fans and you go out for a beer with them, you know, what's your favorite scene? It goes on all night.
Right.
It's a series of those. The point I'm trying to ask is there anybody today? There used to be a time. Is there anybody today that you will say to Mark, oh, look, it's the new blank movie, let's go see it? Like in the old days, people would say, oh, look, it's the new Clark Gable movie, or the new John Wayne movie, or it's the new Paul Newman movie. Regardless of what the movie was about, you really followed us. You knew that it was going to. Is there anybody out there?
For me, it was typically Tom Hanks.
You are right.
Because he is an actor who I feel has a wonderful range. He can be the funny, goofy guy. He can also be the very serious actor.
You are right.
His range, he's consistently excellent.
I could not agree. In fact, that's where I was going with this. To me, there is only one actor that I will say, I don't need to know anything about the movie, except for the fact that Tom Hanks is in it. I'm there.
Yeah. And it's not that he's
just
handsome. He's not a Tom Cruise.
He's everybody. He's Mr. Everyman.
He is. And maybe that's the appeal for him, is because he could be anybody. He's just a regular. He seems like just a regular guy, and he's so good at what he does.
He must be the greatest. I don't know. We're movie fans, but we're not experts. He must be considered to be the greatest actor of our generation. I would think.
Right.
I mean, what is he, like a trillionaire?
Certainly one of them.
Huh?
Certainly one of the
Certainly
top.
Certainly one of them, yeah. But, I mean, he every movie he is in is just, to me, memorable.
Yeah.
He's also at a point now where it seems like every movie he's in, he's Oscar nominated.
Right. And that's another point. So many actors, even if they're wonderful actors, top notch, they always choose down the line somewhere to be in a really bad movie. Whether they're just looking to make a couple of bucks, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But it seems like every actor or actress has a resume that's got at least a couple stinkers
on
it. Oh,
I know. I know.
I don't know that he does.
I don't either. I don't think he has been in a bad movie. First of all, I don't think he's ever been bad in a movie. Even in a crappy movie, he's probably been great. But I would have to say in the last 12 years, 15 years, that Tom Hanks has never been in a bad movie.
Right. And that's a personal choice, obviously, that he makes.
Yeah. You know, with Tom Hanks is so great, and he's been around so long, never been in a bad movie. Even that movie where he was, remember the movie
Castaway?
Castaways. He was like by himself.
Yep, stranded
on an island
desert
with a volleyball or something like that. He was great.
Yeah.
He was great
It was virtually a one-man movie.
He was great.
Except in the beginning and maybe at the very end.
And that was 2000. That's 17 years ago.
Yeah.
How can that be? And all of the movies that he has done ever since, he's just great. And don't forget, he started in a goofy, silly sitcom.
Yes.
Bosom Buddies.
Bosom Buddies. And that was a show that was my first introduction to him. I loved that show.
I think nobody had ever heard of him. He played a girl.
Yes.
That masquerading to get lower rent or something, or stay in a girl's dorm or
building.
Whatever. So I think I never get tired of Tom Hanks. If somebody said, hey, there's a new Tom Hanks movie playing this weekend, I'd say, don't even tell me about it. I'm going. I think on the female side, it's a little different for me. I don't have one. I think some women might say, some people might say Meryl Streep.
I was just going to say, I used to feel that way about her.
I'm a little over her.
She's not getting great roles now that
she's
older.
I'm a little over her. Why? Why are we not over Tom Hanks and yet we're over Meryl Streep?
Yeah,
why?
I don't know. Good question.
If somebody said, oh, it's the new Meryl Streep movie over at the Southside Mall. Yeah, I'll wait for it on the red box. But Tom Hanks, yeah. I'm there.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're just doing this as a tribute to Tom Hanks.
That's right.
We know that he listens whenever he's in the area.
Of course.
So Tom, if you listen, you are invited to come on in
and have
a water cooler chat with myself and Leslie Ann and all our listeners.
Peace out.
The greatest actor of our generation. All right, Leslie, thanks.